Unit 67, Kangaroo Life. Here are some characteristics of kangaroos. The mother's pouch is shaped like a large pocket. There is where she feeds and cares for the babies. But the babies, called joeys, are not born in the pocket. They are naturally outside. When the babies are born, they are very tiny, only about an inch long. They must first cling to the mother's fur. Then they instinctively have to crawl up into the mother's pouch. No one helps, not even the mother. The babies must know to climb upward. They have to know their safety in the pouch. Not only that, they have to know that there's only way they can live. That is a lot to expect at the first minute of birth. The babies remain in the pouch for weeks, or sometimes even months. By that time, they get pretty heavy, yet the mother tolerates it. At birth, there are often three kangaroos in the litter, but rarely does a mother raise more than one. Animals in a group are referred to with special words. For cows, we say a herd of cows. But what do we say for a group of kangaroos? We say a mob of kangaroos. Kangaroos live on the flat plains, where they eat grass and plants. Their teeth are very sharp. This makes it natural for them to clip the grasses close to the ground. Grass clipped so close rarely recovers. It dries up. This provokes the ranchers, as their grazing lands for cattle and sheep are often ruined. The result is that the ranchers often shoot kangaroos as pests. There is, however, a use for kangaroo carcass. The flesh is considered a delicacy. The hides are used for shoes, gloves, and bags. Nevertheless, it is a shame to slaughter this timid animal.